Unrest threatens freedom throughout the Middle East. The third Lausanne conference is announced, and a Christian musician uses music and his bike to raise ministry awareness. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The chaos and the threat of civil war from Israel to Iraq threatens to destabilize the entire Middle East region. Christians, often targeted as scapegoats, have been fleeing. Despite the exodus, Sat7's David Harder says there remains a remnant church.
It's very difficult to see what's ahead, but there are Christians who live in all these countries, in the Arab world, in the Persian, Farsi-speaking world, in the Turkish-speaking areas, and in many places they are under a lot of pressure. And it's fortunate that broadcasting is one way that we can reach in and encourage those Christians.
Harder says they need prayer for the ministry and the remnant church, especially next week.
We'll have a conference with some Christian leaders, some key people who are working on some new programs that will help teach some of the fundamentals of Christianity, because there's a great thirst and people are looking for answers. So it's important to have programs to help our brothers and sisters in Christ firm up their own faith and to help those who are searching find answers.
Meanwhile, many Christians say materialism is one of the biggest problems preventing people from turning to Christ in Japan. However, Asian Access says the church itself may be causing its own problem. Asian Access's Tim Clark says a Japanese pastor, Yoichi Masuda, says there are 8,000 Protestant churches in Japan.
On average, these 8,000 Protestant churches see 8,700 baptisms every year. And yet, over the last 10 years, there's been no statistically significant growth in the church. Even though people are believing and being baptized, they are not becoming a part of the church.
Clark indicates legalism and lack of discipleship as a turnoff to many new believers. Asian Access is using the Alpha Course to deal with these issues.
Japanese Christian leaders are receiving people in a new way, creating opportunities for belonging before believing, discover the goodness of knowing Christ, and seekers to open up their lives to the power of the Holy Spirit.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The third ever Lausanne Conference will be held in Cape Town, South Africa in 2010. The last one was back in 1989. Cape Town is the location proposed for an international missions conference in 1810 by William Carey, now considered the father of modern missions. At the conference, church and mission leaders will discuss issues facing world evangelism and the church. The first two conferences produced and refined a covenant for intentional collaboration for world evangelism. Next, Every Child Ministries is proud to continue the work of Mark Wisdom, who passed away about 2 months ago. As a young Baptist pastor, Wisdom was a pioneer in liberating Trakosi slaves in Ghana. John Roster of Every Child Ministry says,
at a time when virtually everyone was silent about the problem, Mark Wisdom spoke up publicly. His comments like, I'm not afraid of the shrines or the priests, made front page headlines in Ghana, West Africa.
Every Child Ministries and Wisdom worked together to liberate 97 Trakosi slaves in 2004 alone. Roster says they'll continue to work with Wisdom's Stomp Out Slavery project.
We're in the process of starting early negotiations. We had another liberation of the Trakosis in December of 2005 in the Volta region, and we are in the early stages of negotiations on some other shrines.
Visit our website to learn more about Wisdom and the Trakosi slaves. And Bethany Christian Services is partnering with Dove Award winner and platinum-selling Christian recording artist Mark Schultz in an adoption awareness campaign. Schultz is riding a bicycle across America to raise support for widows and orphans. From now through early July, he'll bicycle from California to New Hampshire, stopping along the way to perform concerts and special events. Bethany works to provide children with the hope and love of Christ through family services. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people each week to watch their TV broadcasts in the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free Sat7 DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.